Pardon me, just need to inform all participants that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect your line at this time, and you may begin.
Thank you very much, Rory. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the GAC GNSO consultation discussion group, and on the call we have Mikey O'Connor, Jonathan Robinson, Mark Carvel, Suzanne Radel. On the Adobe Connect, we have Anna Nevesh, Manal Ismail, and for staff, we have Marika Konix, Olaf Nordling, and myself, Glenda Saint-Jeri. I think that's all. Amar El-Sadar is going to join us later. So is David Cake, because they are on another call. And Volker Grahmann, too, said that he would be a little bit late due to another conflict. Thank you, Jonathan. Over to you.
Glenn, yeah, if you could record that we do have a number of apologies and or records for late attendance, so we'll note when if those people do join as anticipated, we can record them as late joiners and also the
apologies.
Okay, so
thank you. I'll do that, Jonathan.
Thanks, Glenn. So as everyone knows, my name is Jonathan Robinson. I'm working with Manal Ismail to co-chair our consultation group, and I think we're making some progress, and we have an agenda, which is largely thanks to Manal's work, which is great, and an opportunity to start out with item one, which is to look at our charter. Previously, we had Mikey kindly sort of volunteer, slightly retrospectively, to grab the action items from the meeting. I wonder if we could put that onus onto staff, if staff are willing to do that. I think it would be very helpful. We can note in the meeting any actions coming out. It's really just a running track of commitments made during the meeting would be useful. Marika, Olaf, how do you feel about working together on that?
Doesn't Rick? Yes, that's fine.
Okay, great. Thank you, Marika. I think we should make a running, we can keep an up-to-date small list of agreed actions and by whom, and we can just circulate that to the group on an ongoing basis. Now, our first item was intended to simply confirm the charter, which, as you will be aware, a subgroup of us worked on. We put a deadline in, I think, for Friday, 10 days ago now, perhaps, to conclude any input into that charter. And in the interim, we have had some other input. My dilemma as co-chair is that I think some of these inputs are valuable and useful. So my temptation is to try and include these, even though our intention was to put the charter to bed. I wouldn't mind some input on that and any direct input either on the comments and whether we can try and weave these in. My feeling is that on a practical basis, we can probably work with minor edits to the charter, and it shouldn't stop us making progress with the substantive work. So in principle, the two can carry on in parallel, and it needn't be that we wait for the charter to conclude before we get on, and indeed we're probably doing that already. So I see a sort of support from Manal and from Mikey in the chat. That's great to see. I'll just pause a moment to see if there are any other comments or input on that. Good. Well, I think, you know, we've really committed to, we will need a deadline, because I think somewhere in here we have said we will circulate, and maybe someone can remind me and put this charter out to our respective groups, which we do need to do. I don't think there's any absolutely pressing deadline to do so, but it would be good to have them see it, ratify and or feedback on the charter. So thinking that we probably will need another deadline on concluding this charter, but nevertheless, the we'll try and weave in that input. Perhaps maybe I'll put a stab in that we can agree a deadline on online. So perhaps Marika and Olaf, if you could record that we A, accept modifying the charter on an ongoing basis, subject to a deadline in the region of 1 week from now. Any disagreement or comment on that? Any comment on the you know, the sort of substance of the inputs on the charter? The recent comments. Anyone want to make any comment on that now, or should we leave it to online? Mikey.
Hi all, it's Mikey. I think the one really substantive issue that would be nice to maybe just talk for a minute about is the life of this committee, whether we end at the end of our report or after a review or continue on forever. And I'll just voice my support for the trend that was on the list, that my inclination would be to end this group when we finished our report and then let a subsequent implementation review group get formed after us. That seems like a theme that's emerging on the list, and I'm comfortable with that. And if that is the conclusion, I can easily add that to the charter as well.
Thanks, Mikey. There's a couple more hands coming up. I just one other thing I'd just throw out when people are responding is, I just want to make sure, I think we're okay. We had a subgroup doing this, and I think we've got a pen holder or two for the charter, but just making sure that exists and we still have that. So, Suzanne, I see your hand is up next.
Thank you, and it's with apologies. I'm just now looking at some of the new comments, which I believe have just come in today from Hema. And I'm not entirely sure I understand them. There seem to be, so just to know where we are in the charter, she appears to be posing a number of questions, yes, in her comments. So is that the idea that people do their best to answer those questions so we can put the charter to bed within 1 week? Thank you.
So, Suzanne, that's my feeling is that you know, when I read the questions, they seem to be worthy of discussion and potentially attempting to answer properly. Therefore, it seemed that, you know, although it's not perfectly desirable to have new things popping up now, it still seems worthwhile to try and resolve them. Did you want to add anything there, Suzanne, or shall we move to Anna? Just give you one moment to see if you want to come back in on that.
Sure. No, and thank you for that. I will do my best. Again, I'm just trying to scan them very quickly right now. I do think a lot of them can be answered.
Right. So, I mean, we can work in the interim to try and do that, not necessarily on this call, but over the course of the next week, approximately, as we've discussed. And let me move over to Anna, and feel free to put your hand up, Suzanne, or anyone else to come in on this and related comments. Anna.
Hi. I just have here about our timeline work, because I'm seeing here that it is supposed that we will be working on this until Los Angeles meeting, so it will be like 1 year that we will be discussing this issue. So my point is whether the reverse liaison or whatever we are going to have as an outcome of our work, if it will only work from 2015 onwards, or whether we are going to have as a kind of experiment during 2014. Thank you.
That's a really good question. I do know that what we have agreed, and you will have seen from the list, is that we have put in a – staff can help me here, but I think we are in the process of crafting a budget submission which would potentially fund this position from – in the way that we've described on list – from the next financial year. Now, when does that next financial year commence? Is that that's around June, isn't it?
All of here. That's beginning of July. That's the shift to new financial year from an ICANN perspective.
Yeah, so I suppose then, thank you, Olaf, to answer your question, Anna. It has two components to it. What do we want to do, if anything, in advance of our work? And when I saw the timetable personally, I thought it had merit, and I liked the fact that it tied into the three meetings and seemed to work well. But I agree with you. The question for this group is, should we be proposing something in the interim? And perhaps that's something we can work on over the next couple of weeks or so. Is there an interim solution, you know, that we want in place earlier than that? And is that feasible without all of the parameters scoped out, or do we handle it a different way? How do we handle a situation in the interim? Any comments or thoughts there? Well, I've got hands up from Manal and Mark, and Mikey's commented in the chat that the dates were somewhat arbitrary. I must say that may be the case, but when I read them, they made sense to me. I could see that although it was slightly longer than some of us might have envisaged to come to a final solution, it struck me as a reasonably sensible course of events. But let's hear from Manal first and followed by Mark.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's surely a good point by Anna. I fully agree we should be investigating some ongoing till we settle on how this liaison is going to be conducted. I'm not sure we can conclude this on the call, but
Very sorry to interrupt, Manal, but it's certainly too faint for me. I don't know how it is for others. If there's anything you can do to raise the audio on the microphone or anything else, that would be great.
Is this better? Or?
Yes, that's a little better.
Okay, I was saying it's a good point. Maybe we can try to discuss it further online. I don't think we will be able to find out an ongoing mechanism on this call. But again, it only makes sense that we keep the work going even prior to the budget thing, which might take some time. So.
Thanks, Manal. Yeah, so I'm hearing prospectively talking about the interim online, and so we frame the discussion, interim has two components. One is funding, which of course we now understand will possibly be in place from July. So and the second is your scope of role, because if we're still working on the scope of role. Mark Carvel, you've been patient. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. Hello, everybody. I'm wondering if we can move forward on some elements here of what we're constructing. The final proposals are going to be reviewed and approved in Los Angeles, as I understand it. But I think, you know, before then, perhaps at Singapore, we can initiate the consultations, the liaison mechanisms. If we can agree in Singapore that from London we have an opportunity for the GNSO to brief the GAC on what is coming through in terms of policy development, we'll have started the enhancement, if you like, of the relationship and the flow of information about the policy development processes. So I wonder if I could just sort of flag that as something we might consider, as something that we move to as quickly as possible. I think it would be a good signal to the community. It's been, as we noted on the last call, quite a long time for this initiative really to start gravitating to action. I think if we waited to Los Angeles, I don't think it would look that good. When I think there's general agreement that a liaison from the GNSO to the GAC is something that's a key element and has to be put in place at an early opportunity. So that's my suggestion in terms of interim moving forward at the earliest opportunity, subject to finessing these proposals in the round within that timeline running through to Los Angeles. But let's have some action in the interim, which is going to help us all, I think. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark. Personally, I'm sympathetic to that point, but Manal, I think your hand has come up again, so let's hear from you if that is the case.
Yes, I'm sorry to be asking for the to talk again, but I seem to be having trouble with the audio. I hope you're hearing me now. I was just going to ask about the charter. Have we concluded this agenda item? Because I was, I'm more inclined to have a more pressing deadline for the comments and not to spend the whole week again commenting on the charter. Maybe we can look at the comments, but with a more pressing deadline. Otherwise, I believe we're going to spend the whole week on the charter, and then our next call again might be again on the charter. I haven't gone through all the comments because I was on the road, but and as you said, I do agree to looking into the comments, but I hope it doesn't take us the whole week.
Thanks, Manal. So, technically you're right. We are still on this charter point, and I'm just trying to think why I sort of permitted us to sort of go down a slight deviation of the liaison. I think because it comes up as one of the points suggested as a, maybe because the charter deals with timeline. In any event, your point, let's address your point, and then I think I've heard two things, and so let me try and see if we can agree at this. There is agreement to recognize that some final input might be possible for the charter, but we don't want to find the whole group's effort derailed by only that effort. And so, Manal, you're suggesting bringing forward the deadline to that. So perhaps we could make that as early as Friday this week, which brings us to a sort of three-day deadline for final input and revision of the charter. That would be one suggestion. The second is that we initiate a new track on the email list, and that new track deals with interim proposals as consistent as possible with our longer-term proposals for a GNSO liaison to the GAC or a liaison or liaison process to the GAC between now and when we resolve how we handle ongoing interaction as part of our overall work stream. So those are the two concrete suggestions that I think I'm hearing coming out of this discussion. Manal, are you comfortable with the deadline of Friday this week to conclude discussion on the charter? Great, I see your hand is up, and Anna as well. So we'll work to that as a deadline. So for Marika and Olaf, action one is review recent comments on charter, conclude discussions by Friday this week. That's 24th or so. Second is that we open a new thread online and look at an immediate action of how we potentially put in place some form of GNSO liaison to the GAC, subject to the work of this working group, and essentially an interim proposal. Okay, Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. Sorry, had to get off mute. Two questions, basically. The first one on the charter. Are we also expected to already incorporate some of the suggestions made, or is the team that was developing or has developed the charter, will they look at the comments received as well as any further comments that come in and provide a consolidated charter following Friday? So I think there was some confusion over this version where I think we assumed that the group was holding the pen, and I think some thought that we were holding the pen. I think Mikey's already volunteering to carry the pen, so that may clarify if people agree with that. And secondly, on the interim solution, and it's also a point I made in the chat, I think one thing to take into account is, and Olaf already did a little brainstorm on some of the questions that would need to be asked before going down that route. And I think one of the big questions is as well, like, is the liaison really the best solution for what both groups trying to achieve? So that may be a first question to work through. I know that everyone's very eager to already maybe put a solution in place. But I think at least through our brainstorm, we came up as well with saying, look, maybe we need to take a step back first and really try to outline what are the objectives from both sides, from the GNSO as well as the GAC. What are we trying to achieve? And then trying to work our way down, is indeed the liaison the best answer to that, to those objectives? And in the mind map, we also try to include some alternative approaches that you may want to consider or think about in addressing this issue. I mean, some have already suggested the liaison may be a group of people, not necessarily one person, depending on the topic, or maybe it's more of a mailing list dialogue, or maybe it's the chairs that actually engage with each other and not a separate liaison. So, again, I know we're very keen to move forward, but it may be helpful as well to think through some of those questions instead of immediately going through some kind of interim solution that in the end may not actually achieve the goals that the groups have set out. So just trying to balance that. And something also mentioned in the chat, and just want to put for the record as well, should you indeed decide that you want to have a liaison as a one person in place in a more quickly way, of course we can also check, even if before the special budget request has been put in and hopefully approved, we could still see as well if there would potentially be funding available for someone to participate in the meeting in Singapore. But again, some of the questions we've identified in relation to the discussion is as well, how would such a liaison participate in GAC meetings? Would they be invited to all the meetings, only open ones? Can they talk or not? So I think there's still some things to work through to really make sure that we have a common understanding of even what such an interim role would entail. And from a staff side, we'll just do our best to help with that and in any way we can support such an effort.
Yeah, I think that's very helpful. Thanks, Marika. And I see there's some comments from Suzanne and Manal in this. So I think the way we could focus our discussion here online is really on, we might title the thread Interim Solution for GNSO Liaison with the GAC. It's really not necessarily an individual person, but of course that may be one solution. So perhaps it's worth to address the point that Mark and others may make on the urgency. I think even if the worst case scenario, we would come in Singapore and say, look, this is our time. This is our proposed timescale. However, we have also considered an interim or short-term solution and found that that was either not productive or here's the proposed interim solution. So I think we could probably pick that up and see if there is. But I take your point, Marika, and others do seem to as well, that there is a risk with doing things quickly, we do them less well, notwithstanding the need for urgency and coming up with something. Okay, so I think we are somewhat clear on where we go with the charter and with how we try to see if there is an interim solution over and above the two that will arise out of the main work streams of the group. Which brings us somewhat neatly onto item two. Sorry, Olaf, I see your hand is up. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. This is Olof here for the record. And just very quickly, perhaps it's a good idea to include somewhere in the charter that, well, the striving for a final solution doesn't preclude an interim solution regarding, for example, the disobligations of the GAC. So, not saying that we shall do it, but that there is a potential for it.
Thanks, Olof. Mikey, if you could note that then, in your holding of the pen, because it isn't recorded other than by Olof's comment in here. Thanks, Mikey. Okay, I'm going to try and nudge us to move on then. We have, in the course of our discussions, recognized that there are really, in essence, two work streams we want to work on, and that's one is the PDP process and the opportunities for engagement during that process, either reviewing the existing points of engagement and checking how satisfactory they are, and or initiating or introducing new forms of engagement, and then second, this concept of some form of regular liaison interaction and communication. And these are our two work streams, and we've, in the course of discussing these, have produced a pair of co-leads for each group, and that's Suzanne and Mikey on the PDP group, or the PDP work stream, and myself and Manal, the co-chairs of this overall group, to work on the regular liaison communication, which strikes me as somewhat neat. Olof, is your hand up for a new item? If not, if you could just drop that down. So any comments under item two here? I mean, I think the group moves to confirm those co-leads. I haven't seen any opposition, I don't think, online, so I think providing there are no objections now, we can simply take that as read and begin to work in earnest on those in conjunction with the remit of the charter immediately. All right, seeing no objections and having had none on the email, we can confirm item two then as Suzanne and Mikey on the PDP, myself, Jonathan, and Manal on the regular liaison and communication work stream. Now, Mikey, in assisting with our thinking on this, I think you produced a PowerPoint diagram which was subsequently edited by Marika, which was a helpful sort of circular flow chart on the PDP process, and I believe you requested the opportunity to either talk to or through that to enhance the understanding of the group, I assume. We are prepared to do that and could do that. I'm slightly mindful of the fact that we don't have that full an attendance, but the opportunity exists now to do that, Mikey, so let me hand it over to you and give you, and be aware that others may be relying on the recording to understand this meeting. So as you present it, they will have the PowerPoint, but if you could bear that in mind as you talk. Over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Jonathan. It's Mikey. I'm also a little mindful that we're 30 minutes into the call, and so would be happy to wait on this one, partly because of the time and partly because of the people. I think if I could just take a second and see if I could check in with Suzanne, maybe the two of us could get on the phone together just on a sidebar and sort of work through this together and come back to you at the next call, because I think Suzanne's probably been busy doing other things and hasn't had a chance to really go through this, and it might be better to just let us get straight between ourselves first and then revisit this next week.
Suzanne, go ahead.
Thank you for that, and thank you, Mikey. With apologies to everybody, I have not had as much time to sort of focus in on the details, so I would value having that opportunity to have a private exchange with Mikey before we come back. And I'll freely admit, although this is embarrassing, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to. I am not apparently as visually inclined as I am inclined toward the written word. So I feel like almost there's been a lot of material that has been circulated in graphic format, and so it's taken me a while to kind of work my way through it. So I would appreciate having a little bit of extra time. Thank you.
I think that would be great, Suzanne. I know that lots and lots of people have a preference for the written word, and as you can tell, I'm the opposite. So I think that between the two of us, if we could step through this together and then make it so that it works for both perspectives, we'd have a better document to review with the group in a week, and I'm happy to do that, especially if you have a little time yet this week, Suzanne.
Yeah, I do. Thanks.
Cool.
Okay, that's great. Nevertheless, we, you know, our next item will consider the relevant documents for each work track, so we can if there are any comments or input on this, notwithstanding the fact that Suzanne and Mike are going to take some time on it, that would be great. Before doing so, let's make sure we hear from Mark, whose hand is up. Mark.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan, and thank you, Mikey, and Suzanne for leading on this. It is a lot to digest. I just want to say that what is important, I think, to capture here, in the, both in the visuals and the narratives, is what happens where there is GAC input and its summation is a divergence. And how does that progress through the interaction and liaison or whatever the mechanism finally is decided in order to either resolve that or let the divergence persevere, possibly to right up to the board. So the board, first of all, is confident that the GNSO and the GAG have been thrashing this issue out. The whole explication of the policy development has involved the GAG in a satisfactory way. But also, it hasn't necessarily reached a point of absolute agreement. I'm not sure from scanning the visuals how that is taken into account. I mean, if the objective is to avoid any divergence all the way up to the board vote stage, I think we need to make that clear. There may be some GAC colleagues who feel, well, they still reserve the right when it goes to conclusion, the policy development goes to conclusion at board level, they still reserve the right to give advice to the board. So I just want to, maybe it's there, and maybe I'm sort of expressing undue concern, but I guess what I'm asking for is a sort of clear explication of what happens when there is divergence of views. Is there a point at which the divergence is reviewed and then a decision is taken to drop the policy development proposal altogether, to drop the policy and end it, or to as I say, to maintain the momentum, further interaction between the GAC and the GNSO all the way up to the board, and the board receives something that says, well, the GAC had concerns about this, and there's still the GAC, for example, I'm just trying to imagine a scenario, the GAC still has concerns about this, the GNSO has responded to this, the board is now with you to feel, to take advice, further advice from the GAC, whatever the process might be at that point. I'm still not quite clear in my mind what would happen if, as I say, the GNSO-GAC interaction has been such that there isn't absolute agreement.
Good question.
So as I say, is there a cutoff point? You know, the policy stops, development stops, or does it continue right round to the board decision level, where there is still the opportunity for the GAC to provide advice? Does that make sense? Thank you.
Makes a lot of sense, and I think it's very much on topic, although it may be ahead of where we are now. Mark, let me not respond myself, though, although I have some thoughts. Let's hear from Suzanne, Mikey, and Manal, I think was the order in which those hands went up. So we've got Suzanne, followed by Mikey, and then Manal.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Mark. I actually think these are really, really good questions. But I take Jonathan's point. I actually don't think we're quite there yet. My sense is that we're in the process of building bridges, and I actually use the word in plural. It's not a single bridge, my sense. It's multiple. So right now we have the situation. We're grappling with a situation where the GAC is structured to give advice to the board. We have the opportunity to provide input to the GNSO today, and I think the GNSO feels strongly that that input is built in, right? And so do the policy staff. We are, for a variety of reasons, and I'm going to be very diplomatic here, I hope, not taking full advantage of that at this point in time. And so what I had understood this group to be doing is trying to find ways to make that a more affirmative, a more positive sort of creating a checklist, if you will, that it isn't just that the GNSO announces a PDP and therefore de facto the GAC has an opportunity. We know that doesn't work. So I do think we have to start crossing these smaller bridges first, because we haven't even found a way yet for the particular time, you know, moments in time in the life of a PDP where the GAC can provide input. So I think we need to first identify that and agree on that to test it out, and then you could very early on perhaps test the proposition, what if the GAC's early input is inconsistent with what the GNSO has determined to do? So I think you're quite right to flag this, Mark. I just think we need to tackle it in sort of a sequential manner, and then I think once we get to the big issue, which is, what happens if the GAC and the GNSO simply have to agree to disagree on a particular element? The GAC still, according to the bylaws, would have the opportunity to provide advice directly to the board, but the GNSO surely has its opportunity to communicate to the board as well. So to me, that's a step down the road, but I think that has to guide almost everything we do. I hope this makes sense. Thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne. Let me hand over then to Mikey, who had his hand up next, followed by Manal.
Thanks, Jonathan. It's Mikey. I think Mark has put his finger on the key question, and I agree with what Suzanne said as well. What this document represents is essentially the process as it stands today. And my thought was that what we could do is come to sort of a mutual understanding as to what we in the GNSO do today, and those of us who've been through the working group process a lot can describe that in a lot of detail, and then see where those opportunities may exist. This is a slightly more detailed view of the process than the one that we were starting with. And so I'm hoping that by getting one layer more detailed, we're going to find some nooks and crannies where input can be provided. And I think that one really important point to remember is that the working group process is almost always characterized by differing views, especially at the beginning. And the goal is to come to a conclusion that addresses everybody's views. And the process is pretty good at that. And so to the extent that we can figure out ways to leverage that, at least in my mind, the goal would be to march to the board with arms together in most cases. and I think the process can help us do that. But I agree, we're a little early in the game, and the current version of the diagram is the state as of today, the thought being that we would probably add some things to that to describe how the interaction would get woven in between the GAC and the GNSO. Thanks.
Thanks, Mikey. That was a good input. Manal, over to you.
Thanks, Jonathan. First, I do agree to the importance of the point raised by Mark, which is also stressed as a concrete deliverable from this group in the charter. Actually, Mikey already answered two of my questions, which were, where is this from the table? Because I was challenged trying to match the boxes with the earlier table that we had. But it seems that this is a bit more detailed, and that's why I could not really match both. The other question was to confirm that this describes the current status without any new proposals. It doesn't take into consideration any proposals yet. So this is also good to know. I think if we try to have like one document that we can focus on commenting on might be helpful. But again, Mikey already covered what I was going to ask for.
Okay, so thanks, Manal. Thanks for Mark for kicking that thread off, and for others for responding. I mean, I'm just my two cents worth on this is, and I think this is hopefully important and relevant, is that, you know, as it stands at the moment, we have a formal construct, that's the ICANN bylaws, which give us certain rights and responsibilities within the ICANN model as the GNSO and the GAC. The work of this group doesn't, at this point, have any bearing on that, and it is not envisaged to do so. So really, in many ways, this is more about effective working relationships than fundamental changes to structure. This is relatively close to what Suzanne said, is that actually this is as much about how we effectively interact and the mechanisms for doing so, than more so than any fundamental change to our, if you like, legal rights within the ICANN model. That said, I would hope that if we get this right, we will need to rely much less on those formal constructs and more on these, well, not that they'll be informal, but less bylaw constrained mechanisms, but nevertheless, either of us can ultimately resort to our position within the bylaws, so it doesn't change that. I think in the interest of getting through this meeting in the time frame, we should probably move on to item four, which is just, which we may find relatively easy or not, but that's to look at the actual documents for the two different work streams. Before doing so, Mark, I see your hand. Oh, your hand is now down. By all means, come back, Mark, if you would like to on any points. But aside from that, I suggest we then move on to just, I guess, the point of this item on the agenda. Manal, you may wish to comment here, but it's really to either agree that these are the primary documents that are going to be used to develop the work within these two work streams, if possible to remove one or more of them, or at least to continue to work with as limited a number as possible. I suppose we've really got two in each case, because really Marika's edits to Manal's, Mikey's document it's one and the same with some edits on it. So, Manal, if you would like to comment on this agenda item, and then others as to the documents we've got, and if these are effective, and if we are happy and willing to move ahead using these as the basis for our discussions. Manal.
Yes, sure, Mike. Sure, Jonathan. Thank you. The intent here, as you rightly mentioned, is that we agree on the material at hand. First of all, we would like to make sure that we have not overlooked any material that was shared on the mailing list. Then see if some of the documents may obsolete other documents. I mean, if we have the circulated slides, maybe we should focus on the one with Marika's comment, which I think has everything that was already circulated by Mikey. I mean, to focus down on the exact documents that we should be looking at and commenting, this would make us more effective and not distracted where to comment exactly.
Thanks, Manal. I didn't see whether Suzanne or Marika came up first. Maybe I'll defer to you, Marika, so that you, in case you have something you wanted to add about the documents or the nature or history. So go ahead, Marika, and then Suzanne.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to note that at least I currently understand two different documents in relation to the PDP, so the document that's on the screen, and as well as Mikey's slides. I think at the moment, as I understand it, and Mikey can correct me if I'm wrong, the slides are really intended, I think, to show the current process and how it currently works and where current opportunities exist for GAC engagement or involvement in the GNSO PDP. And I think already some questions asked in there as well as, you know, why may certain things not work as they were envisioned or what may be some other avenues to explore. The document that's on the screen, I think, is at this stage at least more comprehensive because it also tries to incorporate the slides that are at the end of this document, in which I think Suzanne put forward some ideas or suggestions on how engagement may be explored. And I think the document tries to actually ask some of the questions as well to clarify what is maybe meant or intended with those proposed additional steps. And I think coming back to our previous discussion, I think maybe some of the comments that Mark made would also be good to incorporate here, because I think the idea behind this document is really to walk through the existing engagement opportunities, determine how these are currently handled, first then identify whether those current engagement opportunities, you know, why they're not working, is there any tweaking that needs to be done to those existing engagement opportunities in the PDP, and then basically ask, okay, having looked at what is currently existing, what is missing or what needs to be changed or what needs to be added. So I think it's a kind of, in a way, a kind of structured approach, really going step by step through the PDP process. And for that, I think it will be very helpful to, you know, have Mikey indeed go through his slide so everyone is indeed on the same page as how things currently work, as that will, or the idea is that that will hopefully give some insights or get some discussion going on, you know, what can be improved or how should we improve it, whether that's within the existing mechanism, whether additional mechanisms or steps need to be explored or developed. I think that's still really open, but this is really an attempt to try to capture what currently exists in addition to what I think Suzanne put together in her slides and see how, you know, where that matches or where there is currently a disconnect. So at least that's my perspective on the two documents as they currently stand.
Thanks, Marika. And also critically, how might either party respond to those inputs or changes any time? Suzanne.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Marika. I think you said it exceedingly well. That's my understanding as well, that we're trying to capture what the current situation is, where there are gaps. And so there are opportunities, but they're not being taken advantage of. Why is that? And so we need to, I do think the questions are really, really helpful, and they should be our starting point. So I like the way you presented it. Perhaps we can get to a point where in the very near term we don't have the competing slides, if you will, and I know that's not the intention to compete, but we have sort of a single set where we can all agree. I did also just want to offer an observation for colleagues, not only my GAC colleagues, but our GNSO colleagues. I very much value the input from HEMA from Spain, the excerpts from the GAC working methods proposal. I did just want to exercise a little hesitation here. That document has not been reviewed and agreed by the GAC as a whole. So it's a document written by Spain, as I understand it, in the capacity as chairing this particular GAC working group. But I found that while a lot of the material is very straightforward, it has not been approved and cleared by the GAC as a whole. So I think we may want to take it off our list as a working text. But I think it's useful for this group to know that there is this very complementary exercise underway inside the GAC. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Suzanne. That's helpful. And it does beg the question from me. I wouldn't mind any comment or input. So we've now confirmed these two work tracks. We seem to have a pretty good idea of the documents and how we might like to work with those, and we should try and form in both cases, it seems to me, and I think I'm hearing this, a form of master document that records the key points, the questions and the answers as they start to form, that will then ultimately be the basis of the report of that group. Are these work tracks something which the whole group deals with, which is what I think I'm starting to understand? We're not going to break off into two separate work groups, or I think really we've just got two people in each case who are prepared to lead, hold the pen, nudge the work on, but for the most part the actual work and the discussions take place in our main group. Is that a common understanding?
Yes.
Thanks, Suzanne. Thanks, Mark. And Manala, I see your hand is up.
Yes, John. Thank you. I fully agree to what you have said. I was just going to further add to what Suzanne has mentioned, that the ongoing working group on GAC working methods is dealing with too many details that are also very GAC related, and I don't believe this is going to be within the scope even of our working group. So we're merely talking how the GAC engage with the GNSO, and probably there are some internal GNSO as well as GAC internal matters. So we definitely do not want to get into such details which I believe are out of scope of this working group. Thanks,
Manal. So what I think I'm hearing is that in both cases, for both work streams, we will need a form of leading document, and we appear to have that in the form of the engagement in GNSO PDP table. The other documents form either background illustration and or information. We don't really have that on the day-to-day work stream at this stage, so it strikes me, and this I'm putting out as a suggestion, that we need a similar tabular format document. This, of course, will be informed by things like the existing mind map diagram, but really a form of table that seeks to raise some points, deal with the questions that arise, and start to formulate some answers. I wonder if this is something I can ask our very competent but possibly starting to feel like overworked staff members to assist with, because we have the one table that has really originated with Marika. I'm wondering if an equivalent table might be possible for the other work stream. Marika, I see you supportive of that, and in so doing are probably in effect volunteering to offer your support in a practical way by making that table, as are you, Olaf. So that's very helpful. It means we can have both the two tables plus the supporting documentation, and we should note that although the excerpt from the GAC working method is helpful supporting documentation, as is Mikey's presentation, that the excerpt from the GAC working method is not yet an official document. I guess it fits into that extent into the category of the document I circulated earlier to our list today, which was, you know, the draft output of a working group, but nevertheless provides a useful background illustration to thinking and detail. Good. Are there any other comments or inputs that anyone would like to make on this call about anything really under the next item AOB? For example, is an hour sufficient duration? Are we making adequate progress? Is there anything else you'd like to see happen or not happen? Personally, I'm feeling pretty satisfied with where we're going. We're engaged. It could be better if we could have had others on the call, but they did let us know that there were clashes and issues. Any other comments or input that anyone would like to make? All right. Hearing and seeing none, then, we do have a schedule agreed for the forthcoming calls. We know that doesn't suit everyone, but we've done, I think, a passable job of trying to accommodate everyone's requirements. And it's encouraging to see we've all got our heads down and trying to make progress, including time frames and so on. Mikey, I see your hand has come up.
This is Mikey. I'm just going to hijack this channel for a personal question to Suzanne. Suzanne, do you have some time right after this call that we could just steal this Adobe room and the two of us do a little opportunistic putting our heads together, or is that just out of the question?
No, that's well within the realm of possibility.
Cool. Well, Glenn, if you could hold the call open and the Adobe room open for the two of us, and anybody else can ride along if you want, that would be fantastic.
Okay, great. Well, what we will do then is we will close the formal proceedings, but keep the line open to the extent that it's possible. So if I could ask that the recording is now stopped and the meeting is formally brought to a close, and I'll use this opportunity to thank everyone for their active participation and look forward to working with you on list and at the next call. If we could stop the recording now and bring the meeting to a close.